In any new building, there are always going to be some fabulous snags around of stuff that doesn't quite fit in the space provided for it, or shelves that don't quite sit how they should. So we thought we'd kick off with a song that touches on that subject called Handyman Blues. Yeah. 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4. Never gonna be the handyman around the house my father was. So don't be asking me to hang a curtain rail for you, because that screwdriver business just gets me confused. Takes me half an hour to change a fuse, and when I flick the switch, the light's all blue. I'm not your handyman. Don't be expecting me to put up shelves or build a garden shed, but I can write a song that tells the world how much I love you instead. Now I'm not any good at pottery, so let's lose a T and just shift back the E, and I'll find a way to make my poetry build a roof over our like I'm just sat here reading the paper, but these ideas I'll turn to gold dust later, cause I'm a writer, not a decorator. I'm not your handyman, yeah. CJ Hillman, ladies and gentlemen, and the Dobro. Thank you. It would be remiss of me not to bring Woody Guthrie into NPR. It seems like it may be his home here, if anywhere in the United States of America. And this song, one of his old songs, one of his classic songs that I've tweaked, were written a new tune to frame in. I started playing this around the time that you were beginning to have your debate here in the United States of America about the idea of universal healthcare, because it seems to me that of all the things that Woody speaks of in this song, of people losing their homes to the banks, of families being split for having to search for work, of rich people gambling on the stock market, making millions while ordinary working families struggle to make ends meet, these problems we still face today, the problems that Americans, Europeans, people around the world faced in the 1930s, we still face those. But in the middle of this song, the wife of the protagonist dies on the cabin floor for want of proper health care. That doesn't happen in my country anymore. We resolved that issue. And it's difficult for us to understand how a country so rich and compassionate as the United States of America has not yet managed to resolve that issue too. So I want to play this song for all those people who are campaigning for that ideal of universal healthcare here in the United States of America. Know that you have our solidarity around the world. Woody Guthrie wrote this. It's called I Ain't Got No Home in This World Anymore. I ain't got no home, I'm just a roaming round. Just a wandering worker, I go from town to town. And the police make it hard for me, no matter where I go. And I ain't got no home in this world anymore. No, I ain't got no in this world anymore. My brothers and my sisters are standing on this road. It's a handyman, isn't he? He's come to get his revenge. He's come to get his revenge, Chris.
We're still building the place.
Yeah.
Have we resolved the hammering?
Sweet as, okay. Mighty, mighty. This is what we call snags, as I'm sure you'll understand when you move into a new place. There's always bits that don't quite work exactly as they did in your previous offices.
So they're going to spend some time walking around Washington. Anybody have a great suggestion for today? What would be the place to
go? This is Chris. I have to tell CJ's first time in the United States of America. His first time in D.C. today.
What
so
did he do?
Last night at the Washington Monument. I'm afraid us old timers, we went to a movie in Shirlington. When we know a night off when we see one. We're thoroughly depressed by Beyond the Pines, so we had to go for a beer afterwards. But you had a great time, didn't you?
Yeah, it's brilliant. Yeah.
National Archives.
National what? Archives.
You say Nashville Archives, he'd be in there like a rocket. The Nashville Archives are here, man. We lost him in Nashville for a couple of days. He went AWOL with the support band. It's good. Yeah, the National Archives, we can go and find out how the Americans started the War of 1812.
Okay.
Hey, listen, I just played Annapolis. They're still sore about it. I don't know why. They're really sore. Everywhere I went, they were talking about it. Never mind who won the War of 1812, who bloody started it. We're good, yeah. Right. As you were, mate. I ain't got no home in this world anymore, yeah. I ain't got no home, I'm just a roaming round. Just a wandering worker, I go from town to town, and the police make it hard for me, no matter where I go. And I ain't got no home in this world anymore. No, I ain't got no home in this world anymore. My brothers and my sisters are stranded on this road. Long and dusty road that a million feet have trod. Now the rich man took my home and drove me from my door. And I ain't got no home in this world. I ain't got no home in this world anymore. I was farming on the shares, and always I was poor. My crops are laid into the banker's store. My wife took down and died all on the cabin floor. And I ain't got no home in this world anymore. No, I ain't got no home in this world anymore. I'm minding your minds, and I gathered in your corn. I've been working, mister, Since the day that I was born, now I worry all the time, like I never did before. And I ain't got no home in this world anymore. No, I ain't got no home in this world anymore. Now as I look around, it's mighty plain to see this world is such a strange and funny place to be, where the gambling man is rich while the working man is poor. And I ain't got no home in this world anymore. No, I ain't got no home in this world.
CJ Hillman, ladies and gentlemen.
I've had relations with girls from many nations. I've made passes at women of all classes. Just because you're gay, I won't turn you away. If you stick around, I'm sure that we can find some common ground. Sexuality, young and woman, wild and free. Sexuality, laws do not apply to me. Submarine sinks off the coast of Sweden.
Sweden.
Headlines give me headaches when I read them. I had an uncle who once played for the Red Star Belgrade. He said some things are really best left unspoken. I've left your auntie and I've run off with the postman. Sexuality, why not? Young and woman, wild and free. Sexuality, the laws do not apply to me. Sexuality, don't threaten me with bigotry. Sexuality, I demand your honesty. I'm sure that everybody knows how much my body hates me. It lets me down most every time, makes me rash and hasty. I feel a total jerk before your naked body of work. Way down with all this information. Safe sex doesn't mean no sex, just means use your imagination. Stop playing with yourselves in single currency hotels. I look like Robert De Niro, I drive a Mitsubishi Pajero, yeah. Sexuality, young and woman, wild and free. Sexuality, your lies do not apply to me. Sexuality, come eat and drink and sleep with me. Sexuality, we can be what we want to be.
Thank you.
Thank you. Just want to just tune up, check my tunings, make sure everything's maybe play one more for you. And just a big thank you for all your support at NPR for me over the years. And congratulations on your new gaff. Very nice. The acoustics aren't that great. There's not much... There's not much bounce back off the walls for us, those of us who aren't technically great singers. But hey, you know, for those of us who are buskers at heart, like myself, it's not a bad little spot. There we go. I saw your huge newsroom down there, your brand new newsroom. Obviously, like me, you're hoping to surf the zeitgeist. And I've been feeling especially zeitgeisty lately on account of... I read an article on the website of our national public radio, the BBC, talking about this kid who proved the economy professors wrong with their theories. It was very, very interesting. And in the context, the guy was explaining how it was something to do with the Excel file that they used. Apparently, I was reading the article, but. The guy talking about it said, the trouble with economics these days is no one knows nothing anymore. And I thought, well, that's handy, because I've just written a song called that. So I'm going to try and stay on top of that zeitgeist wave as long as I can. For an old guy, I think I'm doing pretty well. So that's what this song is called. Pedants will write in, I'm sure, to NPR. There are one or two of them out there, aren't there, in NPR land. They will write in to say it should be no one knows anything anymore. But one of the first things they teach us at songwriting school is alliteration trumps grammar. So, did you get that? Oh, I've played that one, haven't I? Sorry. Doesn't go like that at all, it goes like this. Deep down in the underground, atoms spinning round and round. Scientists monitor readings, searching for the holy grail, a particle or at least a tale of the one that gives the universe its meaning. But what if there's nothing, no big answer to find? What if we're just passing through time? No one knows nothing anymore. Nobody really knows the score, since nobody knows anything. Let's break it down and start again. What happens when the markets drop? If the numbers really don't add up, everyone seeks a safe haven. And as they contemplate their ruin, the self-proclaimed smartest people in the room are trying very hard not to sound craven. But what if there's nothing, no pot of gold to find? Only the blind leading the blind. No one knows nothing anymore. Nobody really knows the score, since nobody knows anything. Let's break it down and start again. Let's stop pretending that we can manage our way out of here. Let's stop defending the indefensible. Let's stop relying on the hectoring of the experts, whose spin just makes our plight incomprehensible. High up on a mountaintop, somebody with a skinhead crop is thinking deep thoughts for us all. So serenity is all around. But if you listen, you can hear the sound of one head being banged against the wall. But what if our ancestors had stayed up in the trees? Would we still be weighed down by these worries? No one knows nothing anymore. Nobody really knows the score, since nobody knows anything. Let's break it down and start again. Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Chris, pass the hat round. Pass the hat.